Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A new controversy involving former President Trump.
An Australian billionaire and member of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club has told special counsel Jack Smith's team that the former president told him potentially sensitive information about America's nuclear submarines. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News. The alleged disclosure took place at Mar-a-Lago in April 2021, months after Trump left the White House. The billionaire, Anthony Pratt of U.S.-based Pratt Industries, then shared the information with scores of others, including more than a dozen foreign officials, several of his own employees, and a handful of journalists, according to the sources familiar with the matter.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Meanwhile, still no House Speaker, but Trump is endorsing Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, while also telling Fox News he'd be willing to serve, at least temporarily, himself. President Biden planning to speak later this morning after the release of the September jobs report. This is ABC News. Top honors for an Iranian human rights activist.
Her brave struggle has come with tremendous personal cost.
The Nobel Peace Prize going to Narges Mohammadi for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran, where she has been arrested 13 times, convicted 5 times, and sentenced to a total of 31 years in prison, along with 154 lashes. Ms. Mohammadi is still in prison. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The Chicago Bears winning their first game since last October, Thursday night, after honoring a legendary linebacker, Hall of Famer Dick Butkus, who died at 80 hours before kickoff. Butkus, who acted in film and TV after retirement, is remembered as the most intimidating player ever. Thin Mints and Samoas costing you MOA as inflation hits Girl Scout cookies. A box setting you back $5 to $7 in 2024, depending on where you live. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a nice Friday morning in Green Bay, Wisconsin. High school football around the area tonight. Some really big ball games. We've got a special game we're going to be talking about. Do we have our man Mark there?
He's all set for you.
Mark Houston from Bellin Sports Medicine. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
We're good.
We going to be together tonight?
Yep, I'm headed out there after I work today.
Nice. We're going to be in Pulaski. It's Pulaski and Green Bay Southwest. And I know Southwest has really, really struggled this year. I feel really bad for them. So people would be like, well, why are you doing that game? Well, there's a very special reason why we're combining on that game. Right, Mark? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a Packers versus Cancer game. It's a, you know, and honestly, every game is when we lay these things out is awesome. Kids, you know, it's a great environment. No matter who wins, who loses and stuff, but it's a great opportunity to talk about cancer. And, you know, sadly, you know, we all probably know someone who has one type of cancer, but, you know, the big thing is we're just trying to say, hey, we got to be aware of it. We got to do screenings. How do we help get people to know about these things earlier than letting them get too late?
And last year we had Jordan Love in the booth with us.
Yeah. And I know there'll be a few more guys out there this year. I don't know who's all coming, but, Ryan Fence over the Green Bay Packers does a great job, and love the support that the Green Bay Packers support our whole community.
And they also have some cool gear. I remember last year they had those caps that everybody loved.
John, why did you take four of those?
Well, because it was a chilly night, and I got a big head.
That's why,
Mark.
I said, make sure you have some caps in the booth tonight. I'm hoping they have some caps in the booth.
You know? Do you remember what else happened at that game last year?
John, I do. John, it took John an hour to get to the press box and an hour to get out of the press box.
I had to do the game without a shoe on because my gut was so bad. I had to take my shoe on, and then it was so swollen I couldn't get my shoe back on. So I'm standing there with Jordan Love with one shoe on, one shoe off, and I'm going to walk through the parking lot carrying a shoe.
But John,
yes.
You stuck with it.
Yes.
Yes.
And you made it happen.
So I played hurt.
Love about it.
I played hurt.
Yeah.
I played hurt.
They say
it was one of the greatest things in sports since Brett Favre had that unbelievably sprained ankle against the Bears and then threw for 5 touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. Remember that? They say it was one of the most gutsy performances since then. Mark told me that.
That you
right, Mark?
Broadcasting with one shoe was the second greatest performance.
Battling the gout?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Okay, go ahead.
But John, the good thing about you is you do show up.
Yeah.
Right, Todd? We can attest to that.
Absolutely.
Hungover.
one shoe, whatever it takes. He's always here.
Unbelievable. Wow, what an image you paint. We're with Mark Hughes of Rebellion Sports Medicine. They do so much for local high school athletes.
Yeah.
They do so much for the weekend warrior, the weekend athletes. They do so much for the National Football League. But the thing is that you guys approach each one with the same level of concern and expertise, Mark. That's what I like about you guys. And that's I'm not blowing smoke there, but you really and truly do. You guys make high school sports so important, just as important as the Green Bay Packers.
Well, you know, I think the greatest thing that we, you know, the communities we live in, Northeast Wisconsin, maybe all of Wisconsin, is that's what it's all about. You know what? We have young kids. We encourage kids to participate when it's young, and then when it gets to high school, and we do these sports showdowns. And guess what? We would love if some of these kids go off, play college ball, and play pro ball. You take someone like an Alec Ingold, you know, he's playing in Miami. Okay, it's awesome. But guess what? Not every kid can do that. But every kid can stay active. And unfortunately, sometimes when the kids become, you know, a teenager or an adult, things happen. And I think that's the best thing that we have ASO going for us, is that we're taking care of kids, but we're also taking care of the pros. And it doesn't change. You know, if the diagnosis is the same diagnosis, we take care of those kids. And that's what we just love about being there, having great access and providing great care to these patients.
And I think the other thing that Bellin does really, really well is education and awareness. And you talk about, you got good partnerships with the community, obviously, and with the Green Bay Packers. But let's talk just a little bit more about this cancer, that this awareness that we're bringing to. And it's not just for older people, right? I mean, you're telling students, kids, look, this is something that you've got to be cognizant of.
Well, I'll say, if I could jump in, I know I could name at least three times that I've known of kids getting their physicals, their high school physicals, mm-hmm. and cancer being detected at like 15 or 16 years old. Isn't that the truth, Mark? And if they were, if they hadn't been involved in sports, that would have gone undetected for who knows how long.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you hear that about a coach in the professional ranks where they go get their physical, you know, and sadly there's a lot of guys that just don't go get physicals. And that's what it comes down to, is, you know, it's promoting these screenings. And I'll be honest with you, we all know that some of these rates went up because with COVID, a lot of people just didn't want to go to healthcare. So it's, how do you do these screenings? How do you stay proactive? How do you get it ahead of the game? And some people say, maybe I don't want to know. Yeah, but if you get to know and you find that out early, guess what? Your rate of survival is going to be so much better. But if you ignore things and you let it go, you're 6 months, a year in, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I went from maybe a stage one, I can be cured, to a stage four, this is not going to end very good. So it's just about early detection and being aware of your body. Like you said, just take care of yourself. If you have a question, if something seems abnormal, say something. Get in, get checked. We want to be there for you.
We're with Mark Hewson, Bellin Sports Medicine. Big night tonight, Packers against cancer.
And when you talk about the against cancer, there's so many examples. And for someone my age, Vince Lombardi just didn't want to do this.
That's right.
You know, and what a, that's right. Lose somebody. Wasn't he?
55.
He wasn't even 60. And so it this awareness thing and these screenings, a lot of times they're paid for by the insurance company. I mean, they're all about, they don't want to spend the money on a stage four or a bunch of gazillion polyps. I mean, they would like to detect that very early. So, and it's, I don't know, you guys treat patients so well there. I mean, you get your little, when you wake up, you get your little coffee and cookies, and you guys are just Bellin treats people really, really well, and your customer service is great. So yeah, that screening for cancer is something that, you know, it's okay to do it. It's not as bad as some people think, and I think that's great tonight that you're going to bring more awareness to that.
And you know, you guys, I think the other thing is, it's great having a professional team like the Green Bay Packers. They're a great partner to so many people, but like John said, we have, using the connections, and the Packers are so gracious with, on a Friday night, bringing out some ball players and, you know, just engaging with the general public and giving back and supporting it, as well as, you know, there are these hats that, you know, if you purchase them, part of those funds will help the research and stick right in this area with cancer, you know, and so it's giving back to the community and it's sharing it with everyone so we all stay healthy. And that's what's awesome about it.
So once again, we'll be at for Sports Showdown tonight. Ted Stefanik and myself and Mark here, we'll all be in Pulaski tonight, Pulaski against Southwest. And some of the Packer players will be there and they'll have some great gear. And once again, you know, we can sit here and talk about, hey, you know, get checked, get, you know, get your checkups, do this. But there's something about, and you hate to say it almost, but with the Packers, with their notoriety, with that name, with their credibility, adding that to event like this just really makes the exposure, you know, 100-fold more than we could do ourselves. I mean, if a Jordan Love is there or somebody talked about, man, you got to get screened. You know, I lost a family member too or whatever. It really hits home.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And you know, it's if you can just stay on top of it and support one another, be there when someone gets diagnosed. It's, you know, some sad diagnosis, but how can you spin it to the positive to help everyone out? And we're looking forward to a great night with you guys. Can't thank you guys enough for this radio show and being able to promote these kind of things, because we need more people to hear about it, to get their screenings and get checked. Don't forget about getting checked.
Right. And that's why I think we were hired, is to just talk about how great the community is, but what we need to continue to do to make this a great community. And you guys are big on, we got that whole breast cancer awareness campaign, you know, that's going on. And of course the NFL leans into that.
Got our big walk next week.
Right. We're doing some walks for breast cancer. And this, the testing is there. You've invested a tremendous amount of money into some equipment that you have at Bell, and we got to utilize that, and that's going to save lives. So we just got to do it. And if it takes a Jordan Love or to talk about it, I mean, Johnny and I, we're just, you know, two radio hacks, but we want to get the word out that this is some...
Am I a hack?
I was going to say, that's kind of a strong word.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, radio, okay.
Personality.
Because what I just want to say, Mark, when I started,
Mark, am I a hack?
When I started, John said, "Okay, we're getting ready to do our first show," and John's like, "Talent to the set." He calls himself talent.
No, it's hacks to the set. Hacks to the set.
Well, okay.
Mark, I have to ask one non-cancer question, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers says he's going to make it back before the end of the season. Is that possible?
You know, I heard it. It's hard to bet against someone. But I also just, you have to sit there and go, you know, medically, is it the right decision? Again, he just said, whoa, from the beginning too. It's like, hey, what happens 3 months, 4 months, 5 months down the line? We hear this all the time when people, you know, sometimes tear their ACLs. I'm going to beat so-and-so back because they came back in 7 months and the average is 8 months or 9 months. And I'm going to come back in 6 months. And it's like, don't compete with another person. Make sure you're just doing yourself the best that you can do. And if in the end it comes up, that's great. But, you know, and I guess it's a great driving message and stuff, but you know, is he going to come back? And what happens if the Jets don't win another game? Well, then are you going to come back or not? So it's one of those things of there's so many factors that play into that. I guess it remains to be seen. But it's, you know, I guess it's a big news story, and people are going to talk about it. And if the Jets are in it, let's see if he can do it. But medically, we also have to caution people of, hey, there's a protocol, and there's, you know, you got to make sure your range of motion and strengthening, what you can do. So, you know, it remains to be seen. You know, it's there are a lot of fanfare in New York. And as we've seen, you know, he goes down and what happens with that season changes the game a lot with that team. But then again, you see him the other night and they played and they battled hard. You wish him and you wish every athlete that gets injured. No one wishes that. You wish the best for them to come back, but to always forecast ahead of something that's 6, 7, 8, 9 months, a year. Just literally read this morning about, I think it was a Utah quarterback who has been out for over a year, I think. And, you know, and he had to kind of come out and say, this was more than just my ACL. I had all these other injuries. So you can't always just compare yourself to the other person because maybe you don't know what's going on with it.
All right, Mark Husen from Bell & Sports Medicine. Always such a pleasure having you on tonight. We will see you tonight, Pulaski. Green Bay Packers and Bell & Sports Medicine against cancer.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mark. My friend. Mine or the mayor, back right after this.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 58. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 40. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 54. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Look, we're disappointed. I mean, these chances are sacred. They're for players that you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW on a Friday morning, 7:21 coming your way, 48 degrees in Appleton, 48 degrees in Green Bay, 49 degrees in Oshkosh. Joining us right now, you know, it's going to be a while before we're going to hear that music. I will say this. Once the Brewers are out of it, boy, do I lose interest in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Mike Clemens, sports reporter for Civic Media, joining us. You know, Mike, it's so ironic. The other day, I went over to Channel 5 here in town to cut my big promos on, hey, join us in Arizona for spring training in March through holiday vacations and blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to throw something in about, you know, how great the Brewers are and yada, yada, and
that night.
Talk about ending with a thud after a great season. What happened, Mike?
I don't know, because, you know, one of the things that I always thought the Brewers lacked when it got down to this time of the year was pitching. You know, it was a team that primarily always had some great sluggers on it. And to me, you always needed, back in the day, a 20-win pitcher. These days it's 15 because they throw in so many pitchers.
And they pull them so quick, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, man, if the Brewers just had like 2 15 or 21 winners, then that means you're going to probably win 4 out of 7 games and get to the promised land. Well, this year, you know, you really thought, hey, you know, with Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, and then you got Brandon Woodruff back, hey, these guys have got a chance. And then on Monday, Brandon says, my shoulder's
unbelievable. That was unbelievable.
It's crushing, crushing. And the other thing that was going on was this. This Torrey Lovello, yeah, a manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, is a guy who almost lost his job with the Diamondbacks about a year and a half ago. He was a longtime infielder as a player before he became a manager. And then he turned things around for them last year. And I covered a series in Milwaukee where the Diamondbacks were in town. And you know, I swear to you, of all the games that I covered, which is about 40 this year of the Brewers games for our stations, I said, this is a bad matchup for the Brewers, just the way these guys play and some of the players that they've got. So then here comes this thing the other night. The Brewers lose the first game, and after the game, this Torrey Lovello says, yeah, you know, we thought about this, and we've been looking at tape of Corbin Burns. You know, his curveball has not been off the last couple of weeks, and we just decided if we can beat him on the first night, then we'll go with our ace, Zach Gallen, in game 2 and it'll be kind of downhill sledding for us. And that's exactly what they did. They got like 3-4 home runs, back-to-back home runs off of Burns in night two. And then in the second night, there was this moment in the eighth inning where they got the rally towels going, they got the music cranked, the crowd was truly into it. They're down by 3 runs, 5-2. And then all of a sudden, this Lovello guy, he makes a pitching change. Now, that's normal, I guess. But the pitcher he had on, I thought, was doing fine. And I went to Christian Yelich after the game and said to him, did you think that was like a momentum swing? Because they ended up having two more guys get outs, and the side retired. You know, they had loaded bases. They could have tied the game in the eighth. So I went over to the Diamondbacks press conference, and I asked the Diamondbacks manager, this Lovello, I said, did you not only change pitchers, but you try to literally change the momentum of the game there?
I asked a lot of Kevin Ginkle yesterday. He went 2 innings, 30-plus pitches, and I knew that there was a chance that his stuff would back up a little bit today. And talking to the pitching coaches, as we were watching him do his work, I could tell that he was a little gassed out. I felt like we had an understudy in Andrew Salfrank, who's joined us over the past 2 months of this season, who's been throwing the ball really well, ready to take the reins and kind of establish himself in a young moment. What are you going to give me? Are you ready for this? And he had given me in every outing prior to this, he had given me every reason to believe that he was ready for this opportunity. And in my opinion, it's just my opinion, I am a very young manager when it comes to playoff experience. I think I might have said it pre-game one, that stopping momentum and stopping these big runs is the most important thing in playoff baseball. So you have to do some uncharacteristic things. That's what I felt was the need. I trusted Andrew Salfrank, and I just wanted to change the mojo and change the momentum, and it worked out well.
Yes, in fact, it did, and the Brewers' season comes to an end, a very disappointing end after a tremendous regular season. What was it, 92 wins? But I will say this, they got outplayed by Arizona. I mean, those plays that the third baseman made were just outstanding, and, you know, Brewers just couldn't get some of those, you know, those base hits that just sneak through. You know, they had a couple of ground balls behind second base, and the shortstop and second baseman for Arizona just did a great job. I mean, just it's tough in a best-of-three series.
And I think the world of Craig Counselor as a manager, there's only like one game that I monitored or covered this year where I thought, okay, he might have made a mistake there where he pulled, I think it was Freddie Peralta who was rolling, but, you know, he hit that pitch count and everything, so he pulled him just out of that game just a little too early, and the next thing they let a game slip by that they lost in that one. But during this two-game series, wild card series, playoffs, twice, like late in the game, he would bench Bryce Durang and brought in this Jesse Winker, who had not played since July 24th.
Yeah.
And we're looking at each other, like, and I asked some of the beat guys, and they go, I have no idea. I have no idea why he did that.
Yeah.
So, but and still, Craig Counsell is highly regarded, has brought this team, at least got him to the playoffs a couple of times. You know, very smart manager in terms of, you know, doing more with less. And there's been this story that now that the former GM, David Stearns, has gotten his dream job with the New York Mets, now they fired Buck Showalter, the manager, they fired the GM, would Craig Counsell move to New York, even though he's a Wisconsin-born and bred guy? And Christian Yelich says, yeah, the possibility of Counsell not coming back is a real thing.
I mean, he's been a huge part of why this place is the way it is now, you know. I think I spoke on it before the playoffs started, but I think you don't ever want to lose sight on, you know, what this team's been able to accomplish the last 5 or 6 years.
All right, well, another season in the books for Milwaukee Brewers. Big one for the Packers, of course, coming up on Monday night in Las Vegas. Most expensive ticket in the NFL this season. That's going to be a heck of a matchup.
It is. Packers like to get a win on the road like that in prime time. We're going to see if David Bakhtiari is going to talk to us today to talk about what's left with his career.
What do you think is going to happen?
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers.
No consensus on a new Speaker of the House, but former President Trump is endorsing Ohio Republican Jim Jordan over fellow Republican Steve Scalise, while also telling Fox News he'd be willing to serve, at least temporarily, with a major deadline looming.
We're staring down a government shutdown around Thanksgiving. That 45-day CR that was passed not long ago kicks the can into mid-November. The House floor is paralyzed. You can't bring, likely, any kind of significant government funding legislation or any of the various spending bills that fund the various federal agencies to the House floor for a vote.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. No deal yet, and the biggest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history. Some 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees off the job in multiple states. And a second day of deadly strikes from Russia in Kharkiv, Ukraine. This one killing a 10-year-old boy and his grandmother. This is ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. $0.05. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning. 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW.
Good-looking groomed producer.
Oh, man, did I say it wrong?
We'll leave it at that.
We're going to leave it at that, and I thought that meant hairstyles stuff, and okay. I'm not even going to... Yep.
No.
You know what I got to stop doing? Like I said...
Oh, I've got a number of things.
Me too. Eating. I got to
stop.
M&M's.
I've got to stop. Well, you know what? It would help, Jim, if I didn't come in and you didn't have a plate of warmed up Kringle for me. Yeah. How do you possibly turn that down?
Right? And that is that's Uncle Mike's award-winning Kringle.
And we're not getting paid by Uncle Mike's or anything like
no,
that.
We just
have to admit that is so good, it's mind-boggling.
I have to tell you, sometimes you guys are like a married couple because, you know, he's in the morning, he's warming up your Kringle for you.
Yeah,
you know, you come in. And,
but
sweet.
And it really is. And
I got warm Kringle for you, Johnny. Johnny, I got warm Kringle for you. Yeah,
sorry about what I said yesterday. and then Christy's like, we're eating M&Ms when she walked in. And she's like, are those plant-based? and I said, of course they are.
About M&Ms. I'm impressed. They've got so many different types now.
I know.
They sure do.
That one is the, because I've never tasted that one before. That one's a cookie crunch.
Right.
Or something.
And M&M. Then we have the peanut, and then we have, of course, the regulars.
And then they've got the almond.
Yeah. The almond, too.
But you know what? They're hard on the teeth, kind of, the almond ones. Yeah, it's a real hard shell. Todd, have you tried those?
I have not.
They're like literally hard on your teeth. Oh. Maybe that's a sign of somebody really old where things hurt your teeth. Huh?
Right.
These M&Ms are too hard. I can't gum them.
Oh, let me warm those up for you, Johnny.
That's gross.
When the hell they make them so hard, I eat a golden walnut there or the crater.
No, it's just, we're going to have to deal with that. With the plant-based, so these things are all going to be over. I want to talk to you
about something first, though.
Okay.
Because this is something near and dear. What do we always talk about? The world's most perfect martini or the world's most perfect drink? Not martini, cocktail. That's what I'm looking for. I want to find out about what she had the other night that she showed me a picture of.
Oh, yeah.
Can you describe that one for me? And the reason I say this, because when Tony O and I own our little bar, I want to serve these. So go ahead and tell me about this, because I've never heard about this before. And I know when we talked to Tony that day, we talked about different things where like my son Dom has, when he goes to this one place, they're like, infuse oxygen in the drink or something. And then the people are going crazy with different things. But I've never heard of this. Go ahead with this, please.
That's how she ran up $130 tab last night.
Did you really? You're giving us a compliment.
How much?
A little bit more.
Wow.
But yeah.
But those are great drinks.
They are. We went to the Northland in the Walnut Room, and they had smoked old fashions. Just absolutely incredible. Watching them do it. They actually had, I don't know, it wasn't Channel 5. They were doing a photo shoot there, too. But yeah, it was absolutely incredible. And just the smell, the aroma.
Yeah.
It's just nice and smooth. It was a blast.
I mean, anything smoked is good, but I've never heard of a smoked drink before.
They kind of put on a show a little bit. It's pretty good theater. And they'd asked John and I do a live remote from there when they introduced their new menus and some of those things.
Yeah.
A little early in the morning, but I think we could handle that, John.
I think so, too.
Can I join?
Absolutely.
Yes. But
is it a regular old-fashioned that they just put in the smoker?
I don't know. The smoke comes up. Don't they heat that first?
They do. They have their own. It's like their own little contraption there.
Right.
It's fancy. It was very interesting. I never had one before. And I actually talked to Tony O that night, too.
Oh, no,
I said he knew the bartender, Steven.
Right.
So what did he say about our place that I want to open up, me and him?
He can't wait. He wants to set some dates.
But outstanding.
It's not going to take our new credit card, though, John. Right.
What's that supposed to be?
No, what? It's the I Am Healthy credit card that we're doing.
Oh, that.
How could you forget?
That's not our thing, Jim.
How could you forget?
That's you and Todd.
No, not me. Don't pull me in on this.
Okay, you guys, you just...
No.
That private jet, you guys, you just look at... I can't believe he did it.
You know what? I'm going to talk to that guy. Todd, can you hook that up? The guy that makes boats out of wood?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can have your boat.
Yeah, the ship's not going to buy itself.
I know, right?
Right?
Anyway, yeah. So
smoky old-fashioned.
Yes.
Yes.
At the Northland. I got to try one of these.
And I think they do something with martinis as well.
Oh, they have a huge cocktail list.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. Like, delicious.
I've never been there. Just that picture you showed me. What a gorgeous place.
Oh, it's stunning.
And it's like right there. We can look at it from here, and I've never been there.
No, that's stumbling distance from your apartment.
What's that supposed to mean? Jeez, Todd.
Listen, okay, I'm done sticking up for you, John.
I know.
I'm done.
Todd's the wrong guy. He's the wrong guy for me to ask to back me
you
up
are
right
not,
now.
Yeah, you got a ways to go with him.
Just a couple minutes ago. We're not going to talk about what
just happened.
Good idea.
No question. Speaking of the weekend, what's going on downtown Green Bay this weekend?
So right outside the window, I don't know if you guys saw the big tents.
We did.
Yes. So the Bellin Women's Half Marathon in 5K is tomorrow from 8 to noon. They're going to kick it off with a big dinner at the KI Convention Center. So you can come and cheer down. What is it? 1,500 women are going to be competing in that.
Wow.
That is an incredible event that they have a dinner at KI downtown here. A great speaker. These women have been training, and a lot of businesses give them time off to train, Well, you know, which is just great. This has been around for what, 10, 12 years or something.
Yeah.
And then they end up here at the City Deck. The tents are all set up. It's a great event. And if you're not participating, come down and support them. That's a great, great event that women are getting out there running the half marathon. And great thing.
Yeah, we want to note the entire course is spectator friendly. So,
yep,
yeah, indeed, come and cheer them on. And then it is going to be ending at City Deck. So they're going to have custom finisher medallions and post-race food, too.
Nice.
So come enjoy that.
So 13 miles, huh?
13.1.
Right. Wow.
Bunch of events. Yeah.
Did I tell you I ran a half marathon?
You did.
You did not tell me this.
I did, Johnny. And that was back in the day. Not that long ago.
What day?
I don't know, 2008, 2009, 2010, something like that. Maybe 11.
No, the 1920s.
No.
Todd.
But everybody.
Way back.
And that's when they started everybody at the same time. And
they don't do that now?
No, they stagger it more.
That wouldn't be fair.
Or if you have the better times, you have to go first.
No, but it's two courses, right? Because you have the full marathon and the half marathon. And the press kept saying, well, Mayor, what kind of time you want? What are you looking for time? I said, look, my only goal is to beat the Kenyan. And I did.
Okay.
You did.
I did.
Were you running?
I came in at 209. He came in at 211.
But he did 26. You did 13.
Right.
Okay.
But Johnny, I could hear the sirens behind me because I knew
he was coming up on you.
I'm running.
Were you a wrestler then?
No. Oh, this is not that long ago. This was, you wouldn't know by looking at me, but it wasn't that long ago. Five, six years ago?
Awesome.
Anyway, that half marathon is great. And many, many people who are running that have been training, and this is a big deal for them. And we need to come out and support their efforts because with jobs, with families, with all the other things that many, many women have going on in their life spend the time to train and run a half marathon is incredible. And 1,500 participants, we got to support that. That's just great for our community.
Absolutely. So come on down. Another event is the Fall Fest on Broadway. That is tomorrow from 11 to 3 at Light Memorial Park. So they're doing like a trunk or treat, live music. There's going to be hay rides, a food truck, and what else? Car show. And you can get some fresh maple syrup and just participate in a bunch of fall games and activities.
And that's great. Safe. Trick-or-treating is safe, but sometimes it's a little, you know, it's dark, a little scary. And the trunk-or-treat is, you know, people just come, they pop the trunks up. There's a lot of candy in there, and kids can go from car to car, vehicle to vehicle, and get their candy. So that's a great family event, 11 till 3. It's going to be sunny tomorrow. It'll be a little cool, but fun day to be out in the nice crisp leaves.
And I just want to note that is free too. That's a free event. Over at the Meyer Theater, the Let Me Be Frank Productions presents Fort Howard, We Wipe America. That's going to be a very cool show. The tickets are $35, and that is tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:45 at the Meyer.
That is a funny show.
It is.
How many different ones does he do a year?
I think he told us that.
How many, Todd?
I don't know.
Like,
that's a good 10? One, though.
Yeah, I would think so.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and he does matinees and brings buses in. And, he's obviously the staple at the Meyer Theater. They have so many other events there, but they work around Frank, and Frank works around them. But that is a funny show. I heard some bits and pieces of that.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. And then also at the Tarleton Theater, the Dark Arts Circus presents Hollywood Horrors. So that is tomorrow from 9 to 11 p.m., and so what is it? Pop culture, goblins, witches, monsters at the historical Tarleton, burlesque and circus artists in the state.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. And then going on.
I was at a burlesque show one time in Las Vegas.
You were. I think this is a little different.
But it was. It's not what you think. It's not. Todd, you ever been to a burlesque
show? I have not.
It was at one of the major hotels wherever I was staying.
Yeah.
And it's not dirty. It's not
it was.
Oh, I'm just saying. Burlesque and you think of, you know, strippers. They're not.
They're not strippers.
They're just really good dancers.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so in Oshkosh then, so it's called Into the Night. That is going to be, let's see here, tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. And this event is free. It's at the Opera House Square. And that is going to feature dancers, painters, musicians, and a bunch of fun stuff, a special night for performances and a variety of the arts.
Todd, isn't that one haunted?
Yes.
Which one?
It's Into the Night, so it's the Opera House Square.
Hmm.
But that the lady
in Oshkosh?
The actual
theater is
that's
is
what
haunted.
I thought. I thought that one was legendary for being haunted.
Yeah, there's a lot of events going on there this month.
Yeah.
The lady was here talking about it. That's just another one of the events down in Oshkosh. Yeah, and it's a free event.
It is.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and one more. It's called Haunted Happenings Ghost Tours, and that's at the Grand Oshkosh. And that is tonight from 5 to 12 a.m., and the tickets are $6 each. So it's Ghosts of the Grand. So it's just like a ghost tour. Fun
cool.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Love this stuff. Todd, you part of that?
I'm not doing that, but you remember when she was in, she was talking about that guy that comes in and he does magic and spirits
and stuff like that?
I'm going to that show.
Are you really?
I got tickets with some friends.
Oh, cool.
That's exciting.
Hey, how much fun is it when we have Gizmo in here and he does that trick?
He's awesome.
It is. I mean, we've seen him do it 3 or 4 times.
Yes.
And it still floors us every time.
Right.
We hand him $2, $2 bills.
Two $1 bills,
and he folds them and folds them and folds them, and he hands off a $2 bill.
Yeah.
And I know it's sleight of hand or whatever, but it's still pretty amazing to see in person.
I watched his hand so close last time.
I know.
And
he's outstanding.
He did. He's great.
He's great.
So this Oshkosh at the, that's a good deal. $6 for 7 hours of entertainment. That's like less than $1 an hour.
Right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You're good with math.
I am. I'm really good at math. I was a good math major. I went to Ivy League.
That's at Harvard Business School for
right. Where's that Harvard mug?
Yeah, why don't you bring that up?
I toned it down because our first guest was from UW. So
who was it? Was it Dr.
Dr. Chan?
Who said that's known as the F-bomb.
Dropping the F-bomb.
No, the H-bomb.
Oh, the H-bomb.
Wow.
That was
okay, I don't think Dr. Chan said dropping the F-bomb,
nope.
Christy. I really don't.
I think he
said the H-bomb.
He did.
Harvard. People bragging because they went to Harvard.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like they say.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for clarifying.
It's not good when I'm the voice of reason.
Wow. You feel how low
we've gotten. Especially after when I asked Todd.
10 minutes ago. Okay, boys.
Wow.
What else we got?
In one last event, I mean, Appleton does a ton of events, but
they're great.
They're doing Fall Fest at the Fox Valley Tech College. So there's going to be a bunch of over 100 local vendors. That's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And $3 a ticket if you want to check that out. It's at the Appleton campus.
Fox Valley Tech is a cool place.
It is. And
I took some classes there for a thing, and it's a very cool place.
Beautiful.
Great parking, easy to get around, family event.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Todd thinks I should go down there and go on their big course for where truck drivers learn how to drive.
Oh, yeah.
I want to set that up and do the morning show from down there and have him try to do the course with one of those 18-wheelers.
I'm in.
I would love to see that.
Oh, with you, that's going to be really tough. I did the snowplow rodeo. I've driven in that, but 18-wheelers, that's...
I know.
That's
but I
be
love
tough
trucker
for you.
Songs.
I was just going to say, I'll play some Jerry Reed for you.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. How about some Bill Dudley? 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home.
Remember that song?
He used to work in Green Bay. He worked at a local radio station over the WBAY building. Back in the day.
I didn't know that.
The original WGEE.
Oh. I'll bet you he made some money on that song.
He made a lot of money on that song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Travis Tritt redid it a few years back.
Oh, maybe that.
But he had to change one line. In the original, it said, I'm taking little white pills and my mind is working overtime or something like that. They had to change that. Was that him?
Wasn't that Eddie Rabbit?
No, that's Eddie Rabbit is...
Driving My Life Away?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, I was close.
Thank goodness for Todd.
I know, right? We say that every day.
Every day.
We wake up in the morning...
There are so many times we take our headphones off and we go, what do we say?
Leave it to Todd.
Right. What would we do? I think it's what would we do?
What would we do without Todd?
Right.
And we never tell him that. So it's the only time we're publicly acknowledging.
I do.
Because when we wake up with our gratitude list,
we treat Todd the way that video you sent us about the three guys having the meeting. Shut up, Todd!
Shut up, Todd!
My other man, Rebecca. He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 40. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 54. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Song.
Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Yeah. You know, this is like...
Arizona, noon, 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a...
Oh, this is me. What is this? This is a takeoff of that song.
Well, it's from the movie Convoy.
Oh,
so yeah, there's two different versions of the song.
Chris Christopherson and Jerry Reed.
Was Jerry Reed in it? I'm not sure.
I think Chris Christopherson was also in it, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't believe you're like, shh,
shh. Honey.
It's not like it's a patriotic or religious song.
By the dark
anyway.
Of the moon, 06 of June, in Kenwood, Holland Hogs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on it, Jimmy, Holland Logs. Was hunting for bear in Iowa, no, but a mile out of Shaker Town. Said, Big Ben, this here's a rubber duck. I'm about to put hammer down.
I'd be so embarrassed if I knew that.
Everybody knows that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Todd, does everybody know that?
Well, I don't know that anybody knows it, but not only do you know it, but you sound just like him.
Thank you.
That was incredible, John. Loved
it. What?
Thank you.
A nerd to sit around and listen to that.
I think it's talent.
Thank you.
Watching his rattlesnake
video. Do you know the history of trucker songs? We used to have a thing on my other show called Trucker Thursday, and we'd play all trucker songs. We'd play Red Solvine. Giddy Up Go. Remember Giddy Up Go? Uh-uh. They're heartbreaking songs.
Teddy Bear.
Yeah. 10-4 Teddy Bear. Who's out there? You ever heard that?
Little boy that was sick or something.
Yes. Yeah. Mama says not to bother you guys. Come on, Teddy Bear.
Okay, that's a little creepy.
Who's
now
out there?
Who's out there?
Yeah, there's your groomer.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Wow. Hey,
I just want to say, like,
I did not bring that up.
The funniest part
of
the...
I did not bring that up.
The funniest part of the week has been every one of John's impressions, which starting last Friday with the polka, polka, polka.
Yes,
okay. That was funny. Then you did your impression of Jim Schmidt, former mayor of Green Bay.
Yeah,
this week. That was great.
I didn't know who he was talking about.
Yeah. And the convoy was top notch.
Thank you.
Top notch.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But I love trucker songs.
Yes, I can tell.
Yes. Okay. But you didn't know that the guy that wrote, it was Bill Dudley, worked here in Green Bay in radio. In fact, I think he was working Green Bay Radio when he wrote and produced that song, 6 Days on the Road.
Yeah, that's funny that, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's a huge, it was number one in the country.
You know, we kind of elevate, cherish our local talent.
Yeah.
He passed away now, though,
but we had it on our show years ago. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a hometown...
Absolutely. And nobody talks about Bill Dudley.
No, I...
Yeah, there you go.
We're glad you did.
All right. Thank you. He deserves his day in the sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to... All right. Won't you come home? Bill Dudley? That was
no. That's Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey.
Yeah. No, that's okay, Jim. That's okay. But anyway,
I'm trying to get in here.
Big weekend. This is a great time of year, and we got to give him. What do we have to give him, Todd? What do we have to give him between you and Christy? 60 seconds to talk about
today.
Who? To give Jim, or he won't rest. His soul won't rest.
Apple picking.
Thank you.
I just there's a couple things, Johnny, that I'm probably going to do this weekend.
Thank
First
you,
of all, up in
Thank you, Todd.
Up in Door County is their pumpkin fest. That's a great event. Have you been up there to that?
I have not.
He does an apple pick. I've been hearing about it all week.
I'm up to Door County. Oh. And a friend of mine's got a place up there, and it's just a great time to go. The weather's going to be a little bit cool, but Door County's great. And then, I just think apple picking is, there's a lot of good reasons to pick. Instead of picking these M&Ms up, Johnny.
Don't you even. Christy, who brought out the M&Ms?
I'm honestly going to vouch for John this time.
Yeah. I brought them out, but I haven't been eating them.
Yeah, okay.
I see the Kringle in sight, too.
This has not been a good morning.
Todd, what opens Monday? What did I give you?
Listen,
guys, I found this for you.
Uncle Mike's Food Emporium in Appleton.
Monday.
Home of the Kringle.
I didn't know they had one in Appleton.
It's open. Well, it's opening.
Oh,
Monday.
No kidding. Oh, okay, that's cool.
So when they,
my little note.
Oh, very cool.
Cut the ribbon. They cut like a loaf of like Kringle? Italian bread. Nah, it really wasn't a Kringle, but yeah, that's a great company. It's so family focused, and I love that company, and they have great product too. So I don't know if that.
And it's so nice that you have it warmed up for me when I come in.
Actually, I warmed it up for me and Todd. You just happened to walk in late.
And I have not had any of that.
Either have I.
You're one of those guys.
I will give you credit.
I didn't have any either.
I'll be honest with you. You, a good friend of ours, we're talking a little bit about it. Murphy's going to be retiring from the radio business.
Yes.
I used to call him Joe Camel because people would bring in stuff. He didn't eat it. He never drank coffee, never drank a soda during the
really?
Show. Nothing. It's like, So Todd's a little bit like
no,
him.
No, I've got my coffee and soda every morning.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. I would take everything that was brought in.
Where is your Celsius water?
I already drank two of them.
We're
out of them, actually.
Yeah.
There's only one left. It's the only one I'm not crazy about. It's peach marshmallow. That one's left in there.
There's only one of those? Well, then the other six are gone, or five.
I drank all the rest. Those are so delicious.
It can't be that bad.
What's it called? Celsius?
Celsius.
It's good.
Yeah, we're going to we're doing a beverage run this weekend. So I want everybody to put their list together, and we're going to go. Because we're out of cream, too, with the coffee. Which,
not the kind of beverages
that
you think
most
about.
Most people would think, no.
Thanks, Todd. Well, thanks for clarifying.
We are a little bit low on beer, though. I mean, our beer is down.
Waterfront Mark is right next door.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
they've got a fine selection.
When I say beverages, I was including, I think we may have to pick up some more beer for the late show.
Late show. What's the late show?
Starts at 8.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We're not listening anymore.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Notre Dame game tonight.
Yep.
Maybe Door County tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, I am going to go do a little apple picking.
Good for you.
I am. I think it's nice to get out. Packers don't play, so we got Sunday
off. Do
you make
apple crisp? I love apple crisp.
Yum.
Apple crisp. Yes. Isn't
that the best?
Oh, it's the best.
It is. So I'll bring that in because we're running low on Kringle.
Okay. Todd, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm stocking up on Kringles to bring them in next week.
I'm okay with that.
And Johnny?
Well, I got the football game tonight. And what else? I think I'm just going to spend the weekend in Manitowoc and do stuff.
And my plant-based diet, I throw money at problems, and I bought a lifetime membership. I was looking for my phone, but I think it's in my car.
It's right next to you,
No, this is a different one.
Okay,
this is a different
that's your burner.
That's whatever. I'll tell you about it Monday.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm gonna get healthy this weekend.
Okay, Christy, what have you got going on this weekend?
I'm actually doing the Bellin.
Yeah, hey, nice. You're running it?
Walking it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Beautiful weekend for it. Don't be so shocked. Right?
She's in great shape.
I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it that way.
It's great.
I was taking the wrong way. That's like Jerry Seinfeld. You're
singing
the wrong way.
Exactly.
What is up with the Kringle?
What is up with guys that had ponies? Did you hate them?
All right, now he's 4-0 with his imitations.
I had a pony when I was a girl in Poland. I loved that pony.
Star.
I didn't see people on the other side of the
Look at the
pony.
Time. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy it, right? This is great weather.
I like that music Todd's playing.
It is. Get outside. Absolutely. Nice weather. Enjoy a little cooler. But
best time of year.
It is.
No
I
question about it. Thanks for a great week, everybody. Christy, thank you for being here, updating us on everything going on around downtown Green Bay.
A lot of great guests next week, so make sure you tune in. Have a great weekend.
I'll be in Pulaski tonight with some of the Packers at Teddy Stefaniak for high school football. Packers against cancer. Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.